morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or better yet, visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how you doing?
Well, yesterday was quite the day.
It was a big day. There was a little bit of changeover. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's been some buzz in the media about all that for sure. Absolutely.
I felt like I was watching Kennedy and Reagan morphed into one, listening to that speech.
Absolutely.
Wow. Well,
there's things going on, and some of that changeover, we've actually seen a little bit of effect into the real estate world, real estate lending world, because of him coming in there. One of the things that was happening is there was an FHA reduction in some of the FHA rates. Well, they were putting some announcements out that they were kind of putting the implementation of that on hold for a little while until they could make sure that was a permanent change and not going to be reversed. So it's still kind of up in the air, unlikely that we would see a major change there, but there was enough hesitation about that that we started getting some emails and notices popping up to kind of hold on a little bit on some of that. So definitely very, very relative to the real estate and lending world, and it'll be interesting to see what's going on there.
Absolutely.
Well, he's going to start chiming in here pretty soon, and so before we kind of get to our regular format, one of the big changes here on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update that we're looking forward to in 2017 is we've got an old friend of the show that has come back. He was on the show for a couple years there and then ran off to start an amazing venture. And now we're excited to welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've got Mr. Mike Denslow from Home Street.
Hey, Mike. Thanks, Lance. Glad to be back.
Yeah, it's glad to have you back there.
And he hasn't aged a bit.
He hasn't aged a bit. He's still got that radio voice. There you go. So Mike, we're glad to have you back on the show. And last time you were here previously, years ago, you were at Wells Fargo, I think, before.
Correct.
And now,
yep.
And now running and doing loans out of Home Street. So, yeah, tell us real quick as we jump into it, and then we'll kind of go back to the show's format. But for those listeners that don't know you, give us a little bit about your background in lending.
Well, I've been in lending for 15 years now, and it was almost 3.5 years ago when I opened up the Home Street Bank Home Loan Center by the mall. I can't believe it's been 3.5 years. The cool thing is that somehow we closed over 1,000 purchase loans in Tri-Cities in 2016.
Gosh, wow. That is just fantastic. I mean, you and I have always stayed in touch, and we knew that was a good move for you. And man, you've just really kind of grown that branch. I mean, before, we didn't really even hear about Home Street, and now I see you guys everywhere.
Yeah, Home Street is a Seattle-based bank, been around since the 1920s. One more cool thing about Home Street is that they did Fannie Mae's second loan back in the 1930s. So we have the oldest relationship with Fannie Mae of any bank or lender in the country. So one of the really cool things is that I can get on the phone and talk with one person who then calls Fannie Mae directly to get a clarification on something. It's an awesome resource.
Now I'm gonna ask you this, and I know and you might not be able to tell me
about the hydro.
No, not about the hydro. But just for a trivia fact, in case I'm ever on Jeopardy, if Home Street did the second loan at Fannie Mae, who did the first?
I don't know that answer,
but I know
that they're not around anymore because we have the oldest relationship still in business.
Okay, good. So I'm in trouble on Jeopardy, but I appreciate that's what I love about Mike is if he doesn't know something, he's the first to tell me. I don't know. I'll let you know if I can find out. So okay, fantastic. And McKay, you mentioned the hydro there. You went straight to the hydro. Racist. Yeah.
Yes.
So
we had an opportunity to meet the driver, Jimmy Shane, and a lot of the folks. They happened to be up at the Rock Wood Fired Pizza, we were up there, and all of a sudden, these people in the light blue shirts just come piling in. He had his little kid with him and took pictures. Great guy. I mean, he was walking around saying hi to people, and it was a ball.
Yeah, Homestream Blue. Guy. Yeah, we sponsored a hydroplane last year, and it won the national championship. Mm-hmm. Last weekend, there was the annual banquet in Seattle, and we got all the awards for the Homestream being the national championship in hydroplane racing. So it's kind of crazy. It was a crazy weekend for me, because I've always been involved with Waterfallies, and now having a Home Street Hydro, it was my work world and my fun volunteer world meeting. And so it was pretty crazy, but it was an amazing weekend, an amazing year last year for the hydroplane and for the bank itself.
Well, that's really exciting, and I know you're very invested in the community and you know a lot of people and stuff. But yeah, give us a little background. You've got some family here too. You're a local guy here.
Yeah, I grew up, born in Pasco, went to Pasco High, and started a family here. My son just got out of the Air Force. He lives here now. My dad and mom are still local, and Tri-Cities, born and raised.
Awesome. Well, that's super, super exciting. And I know we've done a lot of business together since you've been at Home Street, and you guys have a very unique business model, and we'll get to know a lot of your systems and stuff as we go through these next couple months and have you on the show to talk about those topics. So we'll come back and we'll get a little bit more information out of Mike here after the break, but we'll get into some of our typical segments as we kind of start off here. And number one, kind of our crazy, we always do kind of our crazy celebrity house story, but to kind of 2017, instead of just doing our crazy celebrity house, I hit a couple just to give people an idea. There was a release done at realtor.com that talked about what type of house you could buy for what dollar value in some of the hottest real estate markets in 2017 that they're predicting. It was really interesting to see. Number one on that list, Nashville, Tennessee. And I actually had the chance to go back to Nashville because we went to Dave Ramsey ELP mm-hmm. seminar back there. And so we went back to a conference there. And so I got to see some of that real estate. But still a decent value back in Nashville in one of the hottest real estate markets right now. For instance, they listed a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, older home, mid-70s. And their price point on something like that coming in at $234,000. So kind of still a similar market for what you would see for Tri-Cities. Interestingly enough, number two on this list that was released, our very own Seattle, Washington. Now, a little bit different than Nashville. You go to a 4-bedroom, 2-bath home, but instead of mid-70s, built in 1932. And price on that, McKay? You want to guess? Seattle?
$350.
$519. So a little bit different in that hot market. Some of the other ones that made the list is Provo, Utah, and then Orlando, Florida. Now, interesting enough, in the Orlando, Florida, you're looking at a 3-bedroom, 1-bath kind of retiree vacation type home. And still, one of the things that makes Florida still very attractive, price on that home, $150,000. It was actually the lowest price one that made the list for some of the hottest real estate markets. So,
wow.
So just kind of an interesting grouping of homes as you kind of look across the country and see some of those other markets. It's always interesting to compare what's happening in Tri-Cities, what you can get dollar-wise, and then take a look at some of those other markets. And I'm actually excited next week on the show, we're actually going to have an agent from one of the southern markets in Arizona join us on the show. He's going to be visiting and coming up to our office, and we're comparing notes and masterminding on business practices. So we'll get him on the show here to talk a little bit about some things that are going on in Arizona. Second thing we always like to do is we like to kind of jump into our local topic and see what's happening in our local market. And the topic for this show that we always like to do in January and take a look at and that is predictions for 2017. And here's where we come up with quite a bit of accountability, because how I like to run this show is I go back and I pull out my predictions for 2016 and see how I did, McKay. And I tell you what, I almost wanted to skip this show because normally I hit some of these pretty good, McKay, but I got to tell you, it's going to be pretty fun to look through this stuff because I missed the mark on it. So 2016, you go back to the beginning of last year, we did our prediction show. I came on the show and I was talking about 2015. We had just hit a 10-year high in the number of sales. If you go back to 2015, you'll know that we reported that there was 4,135 sales. And that was an 18% increase over 2014. So one of the things I did is at the beginning of last year, I sat down, I looked at that number, and I reported that we normally had 900 active homes on the market in January. Last year in January, we only had 690. So my prediction was that we were going to be close to the number of 2015, but we were going to fall a little bit short. And I tell you what, McKay, I couldn't have been more wrong. I was in the ballpark, but I was absolutely missed that prediction. So numbers are in for 2016. And as I tally those numbers up, we actually had single family residents. We had 4,341 sales in 2016. Ooh. And remember, 15 was only 4,135. So 206 more sales, a 5% increase in number of transactions over 2015. And we did it all while having basically 30% less inventory, active inventory, over the course of the year. So one of the things that happened was the builders were building, and they were building at an extremely quick rate. But the sales were outpacing the amount that were being building. So it's crazy, but we actually cut into the inventory numbers. So we talked about that number being scary at 690. I got to tell you, when we come back from the break, that's going to lead us into the second prediction that I got wrong. And so we're going to go over that. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're going to get into a little bit more with Home Street Bank, what Mike Denslow is doing on the lending side and having him here on the show. So when we come back from the break, we're going to dig into a few more of those 2016 predictions that Lance got wrong and try a few more for 2017.
Right here on News Talk 870.
To the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking a little bit about some local issues, kind of predictions for the real estate market for 2017, and a little review for some accountability over my predictions from last year, which, as we saw before the break, weren't exactly what you would call spot on, McKay. I'll take it because it means we did a lot more business, but it did kind of morph and change throughout the year. So before we get a little carried away with some of the other stuff, I want to get in a quick pick on some listings that are available because inventory's been so low. We recently had a lot come on the market. This is a little bit over 3/4 acre lot up on 47th in Kennewick. And panoramic views, great, great lot. And that has public water to the property, sewer and electricity. And that lot is priced at $67,000. So hard to find a view lot in that price range. 3303 West 47th in Kennewick. Pick number two, this is 610 Napa Court in Richland, and this is a four-bedroom, two-bath, stucco rambler, great, great location, South Richland, Bordeaux Grove, just under 2,300 square feet, everything high-end, granite counters, stainless steel appliances, tile floors, French door den off the great room. Absolutely high, high quality home. Complete with your patio that has your auto sunshades to keep you comfortable. I know it's hard to think about with the snow and ice that we've had, but McKay, you're going to want sunshades before you know it.
Yeah.
So things are going to change. Great cul-de-sac location, and that's coming in at 4099. Last pick, pick number three, a lot of anticipation about this property. This is a completely remodeled ground floor. Now, this is a one-bedroom, one-bath, 758-square-feet condo in a co-op building. There's not very many of these in the Tri-Cities. So what you're getting is you're getting an extremely great value for a brand-new property. And I tell you what, this just doesn't come up very often in the Tri-Cities right now. Brand new, completely remodeled, close to everything, tucked away on a quiet street. You have a view of the golf course, overlooks the golf course in Kennewick. And that's priced at $75,000. And I got to tell you, there's a monthly fee, $175 in this co-op. Water, sewer, garbage, exterior maintenance. And you're coming in on that at $175. So if you were looking for a property, just a landing pad, maybe you needed a spot in Tri-Cities, you were a snowbird, you traveled back and forth, this is a great, great building. And I got to tell you, most stuff I show you that costs $75,000 is not exactly what you'd call comfortable or want to see in the Tri-Cities. So just with the way it's hard to find good stuff for $75,000, this property, the finishes for that price range are absolutely incredible. So we were talking a little bit about predictions. We were talking about why I possibly last year would have said that I didn't think we could have an increase on the sales over 2015. We already went over that I missed that. We actually increased units by 5%. Also increased average sales price in the Tri-States last year. So we look at that prediction and then we say why that was the case. Well, I talked about low inventory levels. Last January only being at 690. We had so many sales this year and the pace was so quick. Now we're in the situation where we've had whatever you want to call it. My family calls it the polar vortex. Some people are calling it Snowmageddon. I mean, we've had now a month that has actually prevented a lot of new inventory from coming on the market. So the sales numbers have still been high. We had 331 sales in December, 356 in November. So we've still had high sales numbers. We've had less inventory coming on the market. We have a bigger inventory crisis this January than we had last year. We're now down to 533 active listings on the market. And so when you look at last month selling 331, we're looking at a month and a half supply of homes. So now we're at the same point where what does Lance do? Does he make the prediction that we're going to have the same number of sales as last year? Or does he predict the increase again? Well, I'm going to roll the dice again and think that that number sticks within 1% of the sales we had last year. If I was concerned about it last year with inventory at 690, I'm really concerned with inventory at 533. Now, next month, that might increase. We might just have a lot of stuff bottled up there. But it's very, very difficult to make those big gains in the market when you're starting off with such a low inventory number. And it takes the builders a little while to catch up on that. So it'll be really interesting to see what happens. Also with that, like I said, one of the predictions that was wrong is I had predicted an increase in inventory the second half of 2016, and we just got worse and worse and worse. And so I'm once again, I'm going to step out there a little bit. I don't think we can maintain the sales and with the demand that's out there at an inventory of 533. So I definitely think there are more lots. The developers have bought some big pieces. There's dirt being moved as much as they can right now. There's some new subdivisions coming online. I don't think it will totally become a normalized market with a 6-month supply of homes like I talk about, but I do think we will finally see towards the end of 2017, I think we will finally see the inventories get back to a little more sustainable level. So that's definitely the prediction that I'm looking at there for 2017, is that we will see inventories get to a more sustainable level. We also had prices increase quite a bit, a lot. Certain areas of town had appreciation rates over 12%. There were pockets that were really, really hot. There were other areas that were down 3 to 4%. But we had kind of one of those big, big spikes in some of those areas and price ranges where we saw prices go up by 10 to 12%. Those are not normal numbers for Tri-Cities. I think we'll see that average come back down towards the end of 2017 as some of these normalize. I don't think prices will go down. We just don't have the inventory levels for that to happen. So as part of that prediction, I don't think we'll see prices decrease, but I think we'll see the rate of appreciation slow down a little bit in 2017. And I got to tell you, that's not a bad thing, because we're going to return a little bit as inventory increases to a normalized market, which again will help because it will also let buyers have more choices. There's been a lot of appreciation. Sellers are going to take advantage of that appreciation. They're going to put their homes on the market. So all of this, I believe, will contribute to us coming into a little more normalized market the end of 2017. So there's those predictions, McKay. I pretty much on all three of them, I think I missed the boat on all three in 16. So let's see if 2017 predictions come in there just a little bit better. I do want to talk a little bit more. We're excited to have Mike Denslow with Home Street on the show talking to us about lending. Mike, what's going on in your world on the lending side of things?
Well, the big thing that we've seen over the last couple of months is since Trump was elected, the stock market took off and interest rates went up. Standard 30-year fixed rates are up about 0.5%, maybe even 0.625% since then. They've leveled off the last few weeks, which is good because they were increasing pretty rapidly there for a while. The other thing I've seen is, you know, December is typically a slow month for loan applications because there's just so many things going on and people don't want to think about those things during the holidays. But the last couple weeks has just the floodgates have turned back on. We're seeing a lot more people coming in to get applied to go get loans, and I think it's just going to keep going in that direction as the weather gets better. Specifically with the FHA issue that you brought up earlier, that was some legislation that was about done that was going to be reducing a monthly fee for new FHA loans that you have to pay when you get an FHA loan. And now that is on hold. It's basically a factor of your loan amount. And so it's different for everybody, but it was going to be a little bit lower, and now we'll see.
Yeah, it's here we are one day after. We don't know yet.
Yep, exactly right. So by the time we do another show, maybe two shows, we'll be able to report back on that.
Absolutely. Well, that is just that is great and good information. And I know one of the things I had also, as I'm researching and going over the show and looking at, is that right now, nationally, when you look, and I think in the Tri-Cities, we see a lot of this, is millennials, and that's usually described as people under 35, are really driving the housing market right now. So for home buyers that were 35 years old and under, they represented last year 35% of all home buyers. Now, I know those millennials are very sensitive to interest rates because they've never seen rates much above 5, I guess, if I'd have to say, oh, no, you know. And so I think you're right. I think people are sensitive and they're smart and they're keyed into those updates and they're online a lot and they see that. And so I'm not surprised that as people expect that those rates might go up, that you're seeing an increase in applications for people to take advantage of the still extremely low rates in the first part of the year.
Absolutely. The term we use is still historically low.
Okay, perfect.
The non-millennials and even, you know, the baby boomers are still laughing at how low these rates are.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. So interesting and very, very good information. One of the things, if people need to look at those rates, make an application, talk to you about getting pre-qualified and ready to buy in 2017, how do people get a hold of you and your team?
Absolutely. I like people to call me. I like to have a conversation. I like the personal touch. I mean, you can, if it's more convenient, go online and apply there. But I like people just to call me and our office. You can get a hold of me at 572-3651. Or you can call the main line at the office, 572-3650. With so much impersonality out there, I want to talk to you. There's things that I can find out about your goals and different things that are going to help with tailoring the right solution for a client that you can't get if they're just typing it in.
Absolutely.
I feel very strongly about that.
Well, that's awesome, Mike. Well, we're happy to have you on the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Happy to have that partnership with Home Street, and love getting the information. I know our listeners love getting the information. Hopefully, we will be here in a year talking about the 2017 predictions that Lance got right. I will file this away to bring back out for next year's show. But yeah, we're excited to see some of the snow melt, even with the ice and the storms. We put a lot of contracts together this week. We had multiple offers on one property. And when I say multiple, I don't mean two. There's still properties out there that we had six plus offers on in the last week. So the market's still very competitive. To take advantage of that, get your home ready to get on the market in the next week or two. Go to KenmoreTeam.com, shoot us a message, and we'll be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.